Shalom. I think I'm trying to imitate my good friend Dr. Joseph Shao, and he always write sign up with the word Shalom. Sometimes I wonder if it's his he has another name called Joseph Shalom Shao. But actually, I appreciate that. That's a wonderful gesture, Shalom.
我在效法我的好朋友邵陈光院长，因为当他写信的时候，通常以这个希伯来的平安开始。那我有时甚至怀疑，是不是邵陈光院长的名字有邵陈光平安这样的意思
？I'm his good friend. He would not mind me using his name as a icebreaker.
Say again.
I'm his good friend, so I don't think he would mind. Use his name as a icebreaker.
我是他的好朋友，所以我想他不会介意我用他的名字来破冰。
I have used up my only joke for the sermon today.
我已经今天讲章的那个笑话用完了。
Don't you know me? You know I talk loud and talk fast, sometimes confusing you.
那你认识我的人都知道我是讲话又快又大声，有时候令到你都混乱了。
Today.I'm extremely exhausted and tired.
那今天我是很特别、很特别的，很疲倦哈，好像是没力。
Maybe it's a good thing I will not be loud and quick and confusing.
那可能是好事，我不会又大声又快。
I was in Jinjiang last week and Xiamen last weekend, and the Lord blessed me for the ministry, and especially I saw many. Alumni BSOP, they served the Lord so faithfully. I was so encouraged.
那过去的礼拜当中呢，我在厦门、晋江特别有机会感谢神，让我能够碰到我们飞升的校友。那看到他们的时候，使到我非常的激励。
The topic I use today is how now shall we teach?
那今天我用的讲题是说，我们的教导事工如今何去何从
？Let's once again go to the Lord.
我们再一次到主的面前。
Lord, we ask that you set apart this time for your glory, for your purpose.
亲爱主啊，我们求你把这段时间分别出来，为着你的荣耀。
Forbid our speech, our thoughts to have anything else but your presence and your work.
主啊，除去我们的思想，如果不是让我们只是单单想到你的同在。
We humbly submit to you.
我们谦卑的。顺服在你的面前
speaker and audience,
不光是讲的还有听的
to authority of your word,
求主你这话语的权柄
and to the Holy Spirit who illuminates the word,
还有降服在你的话语还有圣灵的工作之下
we ask it in the precious name of Christ our Lord,
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名来祈求阿们
The topic was inspired by two well-known authors that I enjoy reading.
我的今天的讲题呢是取自于两位非常出名作者他们所写的而来的灵感。
They seem to have the prophetic gift to see the world problems and the solutions from a Christian perspective.
他们似乎呢从基督徒的观点他们有一个先知的那个眼见。
In 1976, Francis Schaeffer wrote the book, How Should We Then Live?
那在1976年的时候，法兰西斯·薛华呢，他写了一本书，就是说，这本书名说，那我们应该如何活着呢？
The Rise and Decline of Western Thought and Culture.
在西方思想和文化的兴起和衰退，那中文把它书名翻译作全居可见。
In 1999, Chuck Colson and others wrote a book titled How Now Shall We Live?
那在1999年的时候查克·寇尔森就写了一本书我们应该如何活着。
As they pointed out, we are living in a culturally and morally declining time.
那他们两位都指出我们正活在这个文化道德衰退的一个时代。
Material and technological advancement do not make the society better.
那物质还有科技上的那个进步呢，没有使到社会更好。
They do not make people happier.
也不能使到人民人更快乐。
Things seems to be worse in more affluent places.
那在这样的物质充裕的地方的时候，好像样样这事情都很更糟糕了。
I don't think we can look too far. I think if I come from the United States, I seem to feel that the Philippines people in Philippines are happier than people living in the United States.
那我从美国来，当我来到菲律宾的时候，看到在美菲律宾的人似乎比在美国的人他们更快乐。
Maybe that's why they have a slogan called "It's all fun in the Philippines."
那所以有人称他们是说这个喜欢开玩笑的菲律宾人。
People are trying to soothe the problems of the soul in many ways.
那所以人呢，尝试要来安慰他们自己的心灵，用很多的方式。
By art, by music.
透过艺术啦，透过一些的娱乐啦。
By entertainment.
那去享乐啦。
By parties，
还有有这个这些派对啦。
By going to yoga，
甚至呢用瑜伽来麻醉自己。
Last weekend I was in the Xiamen meeting with my some alumni and they invited me to give a special speech。
那上星期我在厦门的时候与校友碰面，他们希望我能够讲一个专题。
They asked me to talk about the Bible and psychology.
他们希望我能够讲到圣经与心理学。
I told them I'm not a psychologist, but I'm pretty good in terms of, I shouldn't be pretty good. I'm not a psychologist, but I have worked with educational psychologists most of my life.
那我说我不是心理学家，不过我一生当中呢，常常跟教育心理学家呢一起同工过。
They asked me to speak on that because there's a need in the church.
他们希望我讲这方面的事，因为教会有这样的需要。
There's also need in the community around them.
因为在社会上，在他们的周围有这种的需求。
You see, the church is in a place they serve white-collar workers.
我们看到教会呢，好像在一个地方都是白领阶级的这个当中了。
They serve many college graduated people, educated people.
他们服侍了很多受教育的一些的人士了。
People are starting to go to hypnosis for solutions.
那我们看到这些人呢，他们常常去到找一些催眠的这些的来安定自己的精神。
I met a young lady who is now on fire with the Lord. She was in New Age before.
那我今天碰到一位呢，他是为主大发热心的，但是从以前呢，他是参与新纪元运动的。
People in the United States going to New Age, but they also going to places where the prosperity gospel is preached.
那在美国的人呢，他们一方面参加新纪元运动的活动，但是他们又去参加在美国的一些传讲那个兴盛福音的教会。
I debated whether I should show this image because I do not want to abuse the pulpit as a place to criticize other people.
我自己呢有挣扎哈，我到底要不要把这样的图片呢给大家看？因为我不想这个使这个讲台成为一个批判的一个讲台。
I want you to look at image of the Crystal Cathedral.
我要请看大家看这个水晶大教堂它的一些的图片。
Some of you have heard of Crystal Cathedral.
你们当中有些人也许听过在美国的水晶大教堂。
You see, in the year of 1977, as a young assistant pastor out of seminary,I went to serve in the church in Los Angeles, 1977.
那1977年的时候，我当时是一个教会的一个助理的传道人，那我是在参加美国洛杉矶的这个教会的聚会。
You see, after a couple of weeks, I turned up the radio. Someone interviewed the pastor of this well-known church.
那我那当时有时候呢，我就打开电视的时候就看到这样的图形，因为这是一个非常出名的一个教堂。
I was shocked to hear this response.
那我就非常的震惊哈。
The reporter asked Dr. Schuller, "What's the key of your success in your ministry?"
那因为当这个记者在访问这个牧师舒勒牧师说，你成功的秘诀是什么？
And he said this.
他就如此说。
that's his typical voice. We believe in positive thinking.
我们相信积极思想。
When people come to church, we don't start with telling them about sins.
那当人家来到我们教会的时候呢，我们不用跟他们讲这个罪的事情，提到罪。
You offend the modern people.
因为如此讲的话呢，你就会使到这些现代人他们不高兴了。
Once they experience love of God and love of church, then we tell them that they are sinners.
那当他们开始呢爱爱上帝的话语呢，爱上帝的时候，我们就开始告诉说他们是罪人。
I'm not here to judge my brother.
我不是在此要批判我的弟兄。
I'm just.Tell you that I was shocked as a young minister starting out.
那我只是描述，当时我是一个年轻的传道人的时候，我心里震惊了。
The church prospered for a long, long, long time. Prosper in the external ways.
那这个在服侍主的传道人已经很长很长的时间，那是但是看到这个对这个兴盛福音很重要。
You see, in the height of the ministry, they were selling tickets during Christmas time. They were putting spectacular shows, $35 per ticket, and people would line up to buy those tickets.
那你知道，甚至他们在这个圣诞节举行这个特别的聚会的时候呢，一张票要$35，但是能。门都排队来购买那张票来参加聚会。
Year 2000, the church went into bankruptcy.
但是在2000年之后呢，2000年的时代呢，这个教会呢破产了。
The church is now a Catholic cathedral.
这个Catholic
天主教
现在是说天主教的大教堂了。
Do we envy mega church?
Megachurch. 我们是不是羡慕那些大教堂呢
do we as seminarians and young teachers starting out envy celebrity preachers?
那我们是不是我们是神学生啊，我们是不是羡慕那些很出名的那些传道人呢
Do we try to imitate the style?
我们是不是想效法他们的风格
Do we try to copy the methodology of megachurches?
我们是否是在要模仿这些大教会他们的牧会的那个方法
？How can we as teacher of this generation be prepared？
那我们这一代的这个教师老师们啊，我们应该怎么样来预备呢
？Be powerful。
我们要有能力。
Be relevant。
我们要能够有相对的。
To satisfy people's needs。
要来满足人的需要。
Not to soothe what they want,
而不是要去麻醉他们所要，要满足他们真正的需要。
In times like these, we need to learn from Paul.
那在这个时代呢，我们需要效法学习保罗的榜样。
We learn three lessons from Paul's dealing, from his dealing with the Corinthians church.
我们从保罗针对哥林多教会的一个教导当中，我们学习了三个功课。
The precautions for effective Christian teaching.
就是在有效的基督的教导方面呢，我们要小心。
I want you to direct to two keywords, eloquence and superior wisdom.
我要你们注意两个字，一个就是口才，然后一个就是智慧，那称为叫高言大智。
In verse one,
第一节。
The Corinthian church has influence from Greeks and Jews.
那哥林多的教会呢，他们受希腊人还有犹太人的影响。
This passage is best read with the context of starting with chapter 1, verse 18.
那这章的如果按照上下文读呢，我们最好是从哥林多前书的一章十八节开始念。
So this is actually the conclusion of that thought.
那是所以呢，可以说是从那个一章十八节下来的一个结论啊。
According to the Apostle Paul, the Jews could not accept that the Messiah is the one who suffered the cruelest, the shameful death on the cross.
那犹太人呢，他们不能够接纳弥赛亚竟然会受如此残酷的苦、羞耻的耻辱的苦，在罗马人的之下。
You see the Greeks worship intelligence and good speech.
那希腊人呢，他们是羡慕那个能够有口才的人。
So it's hard for them to accept the gospel.
所以很难，对他们来说很难来接受福音。
But look at what Paul said. He's not speaking with eloquence. He did not come to the Corinthian church with eloquence.
我们看保罗怎么说，他说他到他们当中去的时候，没有用高言大志对他们宣讲神的奥秘。
By any earthly measure, Paul could be very eloquent.
那我们如果从地上的任何的角度来看呢，其实保罗是很有口才的。
You see, he was trained as a Pharisee.
因为他受训做法利赛人。
He is an educated man.
他是一个有教育、受教过教育的人。
If I let my imagination go, I would say he probably is MDiv or a PhD even of the times.
那我可以这样衡量，他可能是当时的一个道学硕士啦，甚至是一个哲学博士的一个人啦。
He's capable of reasoning.
他很会读书。
The Bible tells us in Acts 18 before he came to Corinthian's church.Which he founded during his second mission trip.
那圣经告诉我们，当他在他的第二次宣召路程当中
，He actually had been in Athens where he reasoned with the Athen people.
那告诉我们，当时他在雅典城的时候，他跟当地的雅典城的人呢，来跟他们来辩论。
Acts chapter 18 also told us when he arrived in Corinthian's church.He began with reasoning with the Jews about the gospel.
那《使徒行传》十八章也告诉我们，当他到哥林多的时候，他也跟犹太人呢在辩论福音。
So Paul is not using eloquent words because he could not, but because he would not.
那所以保罗呢，他不用这个高言大志来讲话，不是他不能啊，是他不愿意。
In our daily terms.He's not conforming to the popular demand.
那我们用现代的话语来说呢，就是说他不效法一些的需求。
The Korean people church like people that are eloquent in the speech.
那哥林多教会的人呢，就像我们今天的人呢，喜欢那个讲的人呢，口才好。
There are many people who are complex in the philosophical reasoning.
那他们在这个哲学方面呢，他们是有很丰富的一个知识。
Paul is not trying to compete with them.
那保罗一点都不跟在这方面去跟他们去比。
Brothers and sisters, let's pause. Let's pause to think.
那这是保罗的思想。
Do we envy people's style and form?
我们是不是常常要效法人家的风格形式呢？
In itself is not the wrong thing.
这些本身不是一件错的事情。
But would God have a different style for us?
但是神要给我们不一样的风格。
We think of the great speakers are the one who is really eloquent and might, and they have the charisma in them.
当我们看一些很伟大的那些讲员的时候，我们看到他们的时候羡慕他们，因为他们好像是一个魅力的领袖。
Is it possible for God to use a quiet person mightily?
那我们问一个问题，就是说上帝可以用一个非常安静的一个人吗？很大大的使用他吗？
And let God mold us our style and form his way.
那上帝容许上帝来塑造我们的风格来给他使用吧。
Precaution against superior wisdom.
那我们要小心。
No compromise with superficial messages.
我们不要效法那些很肤浅的那个信息。
I'm thinking of the people who are on TV.
我想到一些在电视上的一些人物。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not judging everyone on TV.
请不要误会我，我不是要在批判那些人。
As a matter of fact, I'm really not fit to judge.
特别呢，我不适合去批判他们的。
I'm just telling you that certain TV program, when I see a preacher saying God's blessing is in prosperity, that's when I have conflict.
那因为每当我听到电视上有人说上帝的祝福就叫你兴盛的时候呢，我就觉得不舒服了。
When I hear people think when you want something you think, 然后 think it and you'll get it.
那当我听到说，如果你想要得到某一项东西的时候，你就尽量去想，你去想，你就会得着的时候。
And you claim it.
当你还要宣告。
It's like God is our errand boy.
那神好像是在那个外太空。
That's heresy.
那就是这是异端。
But that's popular.
但是这是很普遍的事。
In the United States, every Sunday.
在美国每一个主日的时候
In the city of Houston,
在这个休斯顿城市
There's a church which meets in a big arena.
那有一个教会他们在一个很大的体育场那边聚会
The speaker is very popular.
这个讲传道人呢非常出名的
People go there, hear what they want to hear.
那人就去到那边听他们想听得到
In Atlantic Georgia, there's a not popular preacher.
那在另外一个地方有一个比较不出名的讲员。
A speaker appealed to people who are poor and sick.
那他这个是对着那些贫穷的、那些有病的人在传讲信息。
Like、from poverty and illness.
那就是一个是有钱，一个是没钱的。
As servant of God, you and I should not be bowing to what is popular.
那我们身为神的仆人啊，我们不要像那个为了那个想出名而屈膝。
Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4:3 reminded young pastor Timothy.
那在哥林在提摩太后书四章三节的时候呢，保罗呢提醒年轻的提摩太。
He wants people to say in end times, men will refuse to accept sound doctrine.
他说时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
To suit their desire.
那随从自己的私欲。
They will gather around themselves teachers.
然后增添好些师父。
Who will say what their itching ears want to hear.
要满足他们耳朵发痒的，他们想听的真道。
You and I are called.To preach the truth of God.
你们还有我呢，我们要像保罗要强传讲真道。
We are not to use the pulpit, the teaching opportunity to gain popularity.
我们不要用讲台来传讲那个兴盛的道，而且我们出名了。
We are not going to pander to what people like to hear, wants to hear.
我们也不要传讲人想听的那些道。
In our humble spirit, in our humility, we ask God to give us the sense of what they need, and we teach to them faithfully.
我们谦卑的在神面前求神让我们明白听众的需要，然后我们就去教导传讲给他们。
I'd like to join you in a quick response. If you can bow, I'd like to say a prayer, and if it be your prayer.Let's respond by quietly. I'd like to just pause before we go on to ask a short prayer. Because as a prayer, I need to pray again and again.
那我想现在呢，我们在回应所听到的信息呢，希望我们你能够安静下来。我要做一个短短的祈祷。
This is the end of first point.
这才是我结束这个第一点，我们做一个短短的回应。
Let's just pray and Reverend Tran will ask us.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, help us be discerning in our attitude.
主啊，求你来检查我们的态度。
Forbid us from putting our faith on eloquent speeches.
主啊，不要容许我们的信心是看重在那个口才方面。
Help us resist the temptation to be popular.
求你拦阻我们那种诱惑，我们很想成为一个出名的传道人。
Help us resist the temptation to bring attention to ourselves.
也求主禁止我们有这样的受这样的一个引诱。
Help us avoid irrelevant jokes and humor.
求主帮助我们讲到的时候没有那些不相关的那些笑话，还有娱乐听众的话。
Because ultimately, we are not trying to impress and entertain.
因为最终来说我们不是要来娱乐我们的听众。
We want to be faithful to your calling.
我们要对你的呼召要忠实。
So help us, God.
求主帮助我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Point number two.
第二点。
The preparation for effective Christian teaching.
有效的基督的教导的预备。
You know that those of you in my classes I spend all semester talk about effective teaching methods.
那你们那些在我班上的人呢？那过去当中呢，我们都讲到说怎么样能够有效的来教导。
We're not talking about technical preparation this morning.
那今天我特别讲到预备。
I believe that Paul is reminding us of our spiritual preparation for message.
因为这边呢，保罗是提醒到我们在属灵上的预备。
I'd like for you to bring to you the several key verses in verse 2 and 3. Please follow along.
那我希望你们跟我一起来注意第二、第三节的一些的关键的字。
Three phrases, resolve to know.
三个短语哈，定义要知道。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
In weakness and in fear.
又软弱又惧怕。
And must trembling.
又甚战惊。
Important message is the teacher is the learner.
很重要的就是说，这个传信息的老师呢，他必须是一个学习者。
You see, it goes against our traditional thinking of teaching. Teaching, a lot of the time we think the teacher learns a lot of stuff, then it's time for him to teach his student the stuff.
那我们从传统来说，一个老师呢，他学了很多了，所以这时候他把他的知识来去教导出去，传递给学生。
But that's not the concept of learning here.
但是这不是在这边里面所说的学习。
You see, in education, we even divide a different level of learning.
然后知道在教育当中，我们有分不同层次的学习。
But the knowing, the knowledge here is not the head knowledge.
那在这边所知道的这种知识呢，不是头脑上的知识。
You have been here in BSOP 3 years.
你们在此已经有些人已经要3年了。
1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you have the right to say I know a lot of biblical knowledge and doctrine than most of the people in my church.
1、2年、3年，你可以说我们比教会里面的人更多的有学到圣经的知识。
But that's not the only learning we do have in order for us to be effective teacher for God.
但是不是说我们这样的学的，我们就可以有效的被神所用。
Experiential learning.
那重要的是。
Job 42:5.
那我们看这个很重要的就是有经验的，要需要有经验。你看约伯记40:5.
We are time sake, we do not need to read it, but that's a verse that you know.
那这节你们都知道了。
Now Job said, I used to hear, now I see you.
约伯说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
We hear a lot about doctrines. We can talk about the cross doctrinally if we experience the cross.
我们听过很多有关十字架的教义，但是你见到了十字架了吗？看见十字架了吗？
Even with short time, allow me to give a quick personal testimony how God taught me.
那虽然时间很短，我也要分享一下神如何教导了我。
You see, as a young minister coming out from seminary, I think I was well skilled in exposition of the Bible.
因为当我在那1970年代，我从神学院毕业的时候，我认为我圣经我很懂。
So Thanksgiving Sunday, actually, I can tell you, 1978, November 19.
那在这个1978年10月18号的时候，感恩节的主日。
4 days before Thanksgiving, I did a nice sermon from 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
那我在感恩节的前四天呢，我就从这个1 Thessalonians
5:18.
那我从帖撒罗尼迦前书5:18呢，讲一个我很满意的讲章。
Give thanks for everything.
凡事谢恩。
I felt I did good. That was a dynamic message that day.
我认为我那天讲了一个非常有力的一个讲章。
8 days later, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
那8天之后， 就是在我那个主日之后的另外一个主的礼拜一的时候
I had extreme back pain
我有很厉害的那个背痛
That pain, back pain lasted 4 months
这个背痛啊一直延长4个月这样的痛
In my mouth I say give thanks
那我口头说凡事谢恩
In my private time I cannot give thanks I have to confess it
当我在私下的时间我没办法这样的感恩
Because I know it here, I did not experience here.
因为我只是头脑上知道但是没有到了我心里面那个感受
Fast forward to January, 2 months later
那后来到了一月已经几个月之后了
One Friday afternoon someone called me and said Stephen need to go to a hospital to see someone who's dying
那有人给我电话说诶你要去看医院看一个病危的人。
The young man whom we saw had cancer.
我们要去拜访的人年轻人他有癌症。
He was dying.
他病危要死了。
We shared the gospel with him.
我们要向他传福音。
When we got there, say, can we share the gospel with you?
他说可不可以向你传福音啊
?He said, yes.
那这年轻人说可以。
We started to open our mouth to share gospel.
那我们就打开圣经开始来传福音。
As soon as he opened mouth, he screamed. He screamed with his loudest voice.
那当我们打开圣经的时候他就尖叫很大声的尖叫。
His cancer pain was overcoming him.
因为他的那个痛啊疼痛啊真的是让他受不了。
Our first response was go out and get the doctor nurses.
那我们当时第一个反应快要找医生护士来。
Couldn't find a nurse, couldn't find a doctor.
那竟然找不到医生也找不到一个护士在那个地方
The only thing we have we lay hands on him say Lord in the name of Jesus would you stop the pain so that we can share the gospel with him
那我们能够做就按手在他的身上说奉主耶稣基督的名让他这样的一个病痛来停止痛苦停止让我们能够分享福音
Brother and Sister Stephen Lee does not have the gift of healing
弟兄姐妹我这位李静文呢我没有什么医病的恩赐啊
The pain stopped.
但是这个疼痛竟然停了
45 minutes he heard the gospel
然后多少分钟之后呢他听到福音了
He accepted Christ
接受了耶稣基督
That was Friday
那是星期五
The following Monday was my day off
那在下去的礼拜一呢通常是我的休假
They said that he has 6 weeks to live
那他们曾说他还有6个礼拜能够生存
No he did not
他没有活过6个礼拜
When I saw him that following Monday his bed was empty
当我接着的礼拜一我要再去看他的时候他的病床已经空了
I know I'll see Bobby, Brother Bobby in heaven
我知道我会见到这位波比弟兄在天上。
Praise God.
呀，我不会见到他。
God, I ask God.
我问神。
God, for the sake of gospel, you're willing to heal this young man.
我问神说，神啊，为了你的缘故，你要不要医治这个人啊
？How about me?
我们呢
？How about why not me? How come we don't take away their pain?
那为什么不是我受这个苦呢我来替他忍受这个苦呢
Are you and I willing to be submissive? If the Lord needs to teach us to strengthen a message that he allows circumstances in order for you to know in a real way.
那你跟我如果上帝希望我们知道一个信息啊让我们很真实的知道这样的一个事情。
Pressing on time is limited. Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我要传讲耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
We thought of sometimes teaching is like, oh, when they are sick, we talk about, we teach them the gospel, we teach them the crucifixion, and then we move on to something else.
我们是有时候在讲这个讲那个，然后转去另外的专题去。
I admire Dr. Billy Graham every time he preaches, he talks about sin, he talks about the cross.
那我很羡慕葛培里牧师，因为每次他讲到的时候，他讲到罪，他讲到十字架。
Because that's the foundation of our faith.
因为这是我们信仰的基础。
Let's challenge ourselves, relate all messages to the cross. to Christ.
让我们每一个信息呢，都会指向耶稣基督，还有耶稣基督的十字架。
I have been chanting myself and chanting some students in my class to think of other messages that have its close relation with the cross.
那我在班上鼓励同学呢，在带领他们，怎么样我们的信息是跟十字架有关系的？
I'm not give you an answer, but I'm give you a challenge to engage yourself.
我不告诉你们答案，但是给你们一个挑战，你自己去发现。
Can you relate the cross to marriage, the talk of marriage?
你可以把十字架跟这个婚姻连接起来吗？
I'm not going to give you an answer.
我不会告诉你答案。
Please don't say, yeah, I know, my wife is my cross. Please don't do that.
请不要说我知道我的配偶就是我的十字架。
Can you learn from Christ how to teach?
你可以从耶稣基督他钉十字架的事学到吗？
Can we relate how to counsel?
我们可以学到如何去辅导人吗？
From Jesus restoration of Peter?
学到耶稣基督怎么样跟彼得和好的事吗？
That's your assignment, not mine.
这是你的作业，不是我的作业。
He meets Nixon in fear and in much trembling.
那还有呢？要在软弱、在惧怕当中要战兢这样的一个心态。
Some commentators said because Paul has been beaten up, Paul has been threatened by people who resist the gospel, therefore he's weak and fear and much trembling.
那有些那些注释家说因为是保罗常常被打啦，所以他身体软弱啦，所以他心态上也会战战兢兢啊。
We don't have time to look through the verses. I did an in-depth study of apparently there are other five places in the Bible use the same phrase.Fear and trembling.
那其实圣经当中呢有五处的经文呢特别提到恐惧战惊。
I write it down for your follow-up. Mark 5:33.
马可五章三十三节。
2 Corinthians 7:15.
林后七章十五节。
Philippians 2:12.
腓立比书二章十二节。
Hebrews 12:21.
希伯来书十二章二十一节。
I take the view of those commentators and say this is a healthy trembling. This is a healthy sense of weakness, healthy sense of inadequacy.
那些注释家所讲的，我特别认为这是一种很健康的，这个是一种健康的恐惧占据。
You see, it's tendency for us those who are experienced to take our job lightly.
那你知道，我们常有个倾向，我们在工作上呢，我们是。很随便的。
It's so easy for us to download the message from internet.
我们很容易的从这个网上就下载信息。
It's so easy for us to recycle the old message.
那我们也很容易呢再讲一个旧的一篇道。
Then we approach a new teaching, we don't think it's very serious stuff.
当我们去教书的时候，我们认为这不没有什么大不了。
But brothers and sisters, I and you need to learn. For every teaching, we need to be on our knees.
那弟兄姐妹啊，我们每一次在教导的时候呢，
Lord,
我们必须要战战兢兴。
Lord, what do you have to teach? What do you want me to learn from this teaching?
主啊，在这一课教课的时候，你要我学什么呢？
What do you want to teach to them through me?
你要透过我教他们什么呢？
In fierce competition, in fierce challenge, Paul is not pretending. He's strong.
Say it again.
In competition, when people challenge him, Paul is not pretending he's very strong.
那当人家挑战保罗的时候，保罗没有假装说他是很坚强的一个人。
He's admitting he's weak.
他承认他是软弱的。
When we admit we're weak, when we have the state of mind we're weak, God will bless us.
当我们承认自己软弱的时候，神会祝福我们。
Final point. I got 2 minutes.
还有最后一点是我只剩两分钟。
The power of effective Christian teaching.
就是有效基督教导的能力。
2 minutes is really a rush, so I'm just going to point out 3 major points. What? 3 major phrases here, please pick note. Wise and persuasive words.
那在这边呢，我只能够把三个字来讲出来哈。第四、第五节里面的三个字里面讲，就是说用这个智慧委婉的言语。
Persuasive can also be translated as confident.
那这个说服哈委婉呢，就也可以说有信心的话语。
The point I want to make is Paul is reminding us not to be reliant on our experience, ability, and our natural confidence.
我要强调的说，保罗强调不要靠自己的经验，不要靠自己的能力，不要靠自己的信任。
Demonstration of Spirit's power.
要第二呢，要靠这个圣灵的大能。
The teaching approach is not, it's all about direct work of the Holy Spirit, who inspires, who instructs, who illuminates.
我们的教导呢，实际上是圣灵直接的工作，他赐给我们灵感，他告诉我们教导，他光照我们怎么样教导。
Yes, in seminary we learn the good tools.How to expand a text.
那没错，我们在神学院里面，我们学习要什么样的工具哈，可以好好的来讲解圣经。
But it's every time.
但是每一次。
The word of God.
每一次当我们在讲教神的话语的时候。
The author of the word needs to help us illuminate.
那这个圣经的作者呢，要来帮助我们能够得到光照。
Last point.Faith is rest on God's power.
然后最后呢，就是说那个信，你的信呢是在乎上帝的大能。
Four weeks ago, I heard the message on the young preacher in Grace using the example of dynamite because that's the same root word that this power word come from.
那我几周前在教会听到有一个年轻人讲到这个这个大能，这个希腊文的字。
Sometimes we think about dynamic speaker, the one who speak loud.
有时候写到一个能力的人呢，就是他写的很大声传讲信息的讲员。
Who are so loud and charismatic?
他是这么的有力，他是这样的有魅力。
So entertaining.
让我们都很喜欢。
But that's not the dynamics that we need to imitate.
这不是我们要效法的大能。
The power of God can be done in a very quiet way.
上帝的大能可以很安静的当中来成就。
Last week in Jinjiang, I met a young man in 50s.
我在Jinjiang的时候碰到一个年轻人50岁左右。
8 years ago, he went to church and became a believer.
那在八年之前呢，他就去教会，然后成为了基督徒。
He had been a drug dealer.
他曾经是贩毒者。
The governmentput his name on internet, tried to catch him.
那他是在政府的要抓拿的人当中的名单上。
The first time I met him, I said, you're talking about somebody else.
那当我第一次见到他分享见证的时候，我说你是在讲别人吧，这不像你啊。
Brothers and sisters, that's the work of God, that's the power of God.
弟兄姐妹，就是上帝话语的大能。
You and I are not just the messenger, we are the testimony of God's power.
我们不单单是使者，我们也是上帝话语大能的一个见证者。
30 some years ago, I was working in a school.
30多年前左右，我在学校做事。
A custodian, someone who cleaned the school. Every lunch, he would be at the front of the school conducting Bible study.
那有一个是这个学校的杂工的人呢，但是每次呢，在这个吃餐点的时候，他竟然是带一个茶经。
He is not a BSOP graduate.
他不是从非圣毕业的。
He actually came out of jail killing someone.
其实他是曾经是因为杀人，然后坐牢，然后被释放，然后到学校做杂役。
He knew the Lord in prison.
他在监狱里面认识了主。
He is on fire with the Lord, sharing gospel during lunchtime to hundreds of students.
那他竟然呢为主大发热心，在午餐的时候传福音，向呢上百位数百位的学生来传福音。
And that's the power of God.
这是神大能的明证。
In conclusion, we are reminded by Paul.
结束的时候呢，保罗提醒我们。
We need to have precaution against popularityand superficiality.
我们要小心不要去被那个出名的事情呢，或者是去那些肤浅的事情所勾引。
We need to be spiritually prepared by resolve to know.
那我们要小心。
We need to be prepared By focusing on Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们要预备自己呢，特别着重呢，要注意耶稣基督和他钉十字架的事。
We need to have a spiritual attitude that we are not ashamed to admit we're weak.
那我们也要有一个属灵的态度，我们有一个存着战战兢兢的心。
And we teach, depending not on our confidence,
当我们教
the power of the Spirit and the power of God.
当我们教导的时候，不是靠自己的能力，乃是靠上帝的大能，靠圣灵的能力。
I ask Dr. Chen to conclude in the prayer and I'll translate.
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的主，求你再次保守我们都能够回到你圣经的话语当中。
Dear Lord, we ask that you protect us so that we can return to your word.
虽然这个时代很多很多那些伟大的传道人，很多那些大教堂都令我们很羡慕。
Although in these times there are many well-known preachers and mega church that we admire them.
主啊，但是求你让我们只能传讲基督，还有传讲你的十字架为我们的为我们人生的目标。
But help us be resolved.To teach Christ and Him crucified.
虽然我们就变成一个无名的小传道人，主啊，我们也愿意。
Lord, if you be your will for us to be anonymous preacher, we are willing to be such.
所以求主你帮助我们从飞升出去的时候，更能够谦谦卑卑的依靠主来传扬真道。
Lord, after our journey, be as we help us, Lord, to be faithful to teach your word.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.